Sisters and brothers, in our last show, we raised the question, how do we transition to freedom? This is the key question, the point of all our discussions. All of our discussions here raise the hope that we will very shortly collectively join in the birthing of a new world beyond class, beyond structurally imposed and enforced stagnation and immaturity for the vast majority. Immaturity because we are compelled to be dependent, compelled to self-limit, compelled to relinquish our gifts. And this social arrangement can't continue if we're to honor our commitments to life, to each other, and to a healthy planet. I just listened to a group of, and this was this week, not today, I just listened to a group of Israeli citizens debate the actions of their government. And could it be exampled more horrifically outside of the Weimar Republic, what we're seeing in Gaza, the catastrophe it means when people get in bed with governments. The Israeli state also illustrates what it means when the fathers bestow on the children the responsibility to realize their unmet dreams. We need a long talk about this one. And we need Alice Miller for that conversation. A world chock full of the living dead is what Plato's tribe has in store for us. For what are humans with unrealized dreams, unfelt imaginings, as Shakespeare put it, but the living dead? And what else can it mean when children try to realize their parents' dead dreams, but being vampire bit? So we have a responsibility to our posterity, no less than to ourselves, to fight for and achieve the absolute prerequisite for living freely, i.e. living our dreams, freedom, leisure, happiness, based in universal individual freedom, premised on freedom from necessity, material abundance for all, not just for the few. And this is a leisure that exists in full understanding of what supports it. No more confusion to pass on to subsequent generations. I'm talking real open and transparent, not the con that Mr. Steele has in store for us. Don't buy it, please. Kropotkin would argue, and I would agree, that into the state is projected and reposited all the power which is ours by providence. Rule by the few. Class, the maintenance of privilege, takes the energy of our unrealized dreams and uses it to fashion its own while telling us it's ours. The global state statesmen know what they want, but what do we want? And what are we willing to do to get it? And so in this conversation between these Israeli citizens, the words of folks who were supportive sounded like repetitions from officialdom, which included the dispiriting statistic that 96% of the populace stood with them. And the woman who dissented said her safety had been threatened and that she'd never go back to Israel because its atmosphere was so jingoistic, as if of Weimar in the making, and that's being generous. They're there. The vampire bit. And the poison coursing through transformed a broad love into its opposite. It's hard to wrap our minds around from Miklos to this. And I'm talking the Zionists. I know there's huge dissent among Jews we never hear about. We wouldn't, would we? We don't have our own media. I'm talking huge, not just a little bit we get on the progressive media. And by the by, almost as if in reply to a challenge posed here, I've heard repeated defenses of late from the progressive airwaves, using the example of the mendacity of the Israeli state, to highlight the importance of what this media does, this progressive media, in exposing the truth of life for the Palestinians, as if there's some contradiction between telling a narrow truth, which is what they do, and then telling it in its authentic context. This is, again, seeing from the vantage of the whole. Because when delving in the muck, if we do this, it points the way out of it. Of course we want facts beyond the propaganda of governments. But how does the incremental increase in the knowledge of the punditry, which is who this whole production is for, how does generation after generation, this incremental increase in what they know about power, which if we had our discussions out there happening, we wouldn't have to go so slow. We wouldn't have to keep treading water and backpedaling. Yesterday I heard this talk about immature discussion of King Lear. We're going to have to talk about, that alone, just studying Shakespeare alone, if we were allowed to talk about power, about class, we could be making progress. And now we are. Both. Talking about class, talking about power, and making rapid progress because of the internet. Let's accelerate it, please. So we want the facts. But how does the punditry's little by little grasping the basics of power? And true, they didn't have Karl Popper, apparently. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. They didn't know about John Boswell or Alice Miller. But how does their incremental increase of understanding lead to a plan for the great majority to escape this mess? That is what needs to be put on the table. Do we want to escape this mess called class? This trap called being a slave to necessity, called manufactured scarcity. In order to do that, we have to start these discussions. And we need media to do that. In upcoming shows, we're going to continue to examine, with the help of Kropotkin, the possibilities and risks of this decision moment we're in between authority and freedom. As humans, young and old, who care about a healthy planet and a healthy future for all subsequent generations, we want to remove from the children the weight of the father's baggage, their unfelt imaginations, to allow them to choose freedom. The state manifests the baggage of millennia. In it is trapped the suppressed dreams of the people. Isn't that the source of all the vampire imagery, all the zombie imagery, all the repeated generation after generation since that we're living in the night of the living dead?